Channel 2 right on Miss Daisy's reel, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy's visit this Thursday morning. She was puny yesterday morning, the 9th of September, 1971. Channel 2 right, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 1971. Channel 2 right, I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 71. It's overcast. Overcast from that hurricane in the western Gulf. Faye just told me at breakfast, Channel 2 right. And I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 1971.
Say, that looked like a real fall morning.
Yes, it feels like that too.
Aggravated when your hogs got out, Miss Daisy.
Sure, you get aggravated. Of course, they ain't going just right back. They're going to give you some trouble. Well, you might have something else you want to do. And at the same time, they out. You got to do that. Try to get them back.
Why, shoot, yes. We didn't plan to get up. We didn't plan to get up at 5:30.
But you did.
You had some visitors, too, this morning.
Unbeknown to me. I didn't hear. Well, I was up at 5 o'clock. I got up. Then I lied back down. So I was about to go to sleep. And they come. What about 6:15, I waked up and I went down to Doris's for something. And I said, I started down here a while ago. I said, but I said, no, too soon, I'm not going down here. She said, you better be glad you didn't. I said, why? She said, all Miss Myers' horses was out. And say, I was out here putting some water in the car, and they coming down. I said, I bet you went. She said, you better bet I didn't that quick. And I said, I seen Mr. Miles put, I say a lot. I wondered where was he getting him from so soon this morning. I said, Isaiah must have went and told him. His horse is
revived. I think I'd get out of the way.
You better.
Well, they,
'cause sometimes they get out like that and they get to running. They don't have a bit of sense. I seen a man, he used to raise horses on the farm where I live, and he had stallions and everything. Well, he never did let his breed horse out much. Well, I stand a lot. I have a big lot. I was going to have some water one morning. They had to let him out for a little exercise, and he just got to running round there. You know that little sharp bull that comes down off the top of the house? You know that little thing. You know, he run around and turned around and run into that thing and busted his brains out. Killed him. Oh, that man, he didn't know what in the world to think. He just, you see, that was his money.
Oh, yes.
But he killed him. He was a beauty. But I was just as scared of him as I could be. But I didn't have no business around where it was. But I just got to thinking, I suppose he'd have been out. I'd have been coming. You don't tell him where to be.
You could hit under your tub, Miss Edie. What was it that come down off the house?
His what? You know, it's, I don't know what it's called, but it's some kind of boat. Well, something. Kind of like, you know, them deep rafters, I guess, what you'd call them, come down on the side of the house. It's just a barn.
I know. Oh, in the barn?
Yeah. It was the top. The barn had the top on it, and these, the bolts or whatever it was nailed on this thing, but it come down, it's got a sharp corner.
Yeah. A little shed?
Yeah. Rightly, it was the stable. It had them covered just like you would your house.
Oh, I see. And that was low.
Uh-huh. That was low.
And that horse comes so fast.
So fast. And he was so heavy, and he run into that thing, bust his brains out, just knocked a hole in his head and cut it like that. He fell.
Right there.
Right then. He lived a few minutes, a little while, and he doctored on him. Oh, that horse must live about a week, because they would sit up with him at night just like he was a man. You see, he'd try to hold his head up, and someone would have to kind of hold him down. That was to keep him from jawing his head or bruising. But he died.
They didn't have any way to work with him, did they?
No, sir. No, it wasn't his way. You didn't hear nothing of no veterinarians and things then.
Yeah.
But he was a horse doctor.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. He doctored on his and other folks, too.
Yeah.
But that's what they called them then. Animal doctors.
Horse doctors. Well, now you know a lot of people who've worked with livestock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? That's, people go to get them to help them out, you see. When they,
mm-hmm.
Like, I tried to get one of these fellas over here.
Mm-hmm.
Come over here and look at my cow's feet. He's making hay and I couldn't get him over here. But now he's had a lot of experience, you see.
Yeah.
But now, the old man up there, he worked on all sorts of
Yes, he had a lot of experience. He took care of his, and he would take care of the folks.
Yeah, they'd come get him.
They'd come get him. Sometime, if it was a kind of bad case, he'd have them to bring them over there to his place. He had a shelter, everything to take care of till they got able to go home, just like you go to the hospital and get able to send you away from there. So
yeah.
That's what he did. He raised horses and he breed horses.
Now, you live there?
I lived on the place.
Yeah.
Right there. I was about four from the lot. I guess it's from here to my house. Just about that far. But you see, had a past the fence all around the barn. The barn was pinned in.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to turn one out, you open this door right in, turn him out. Let him go that way if that's the way he wanted him to go. Well, he got a door on this side. He turned them out and they come this way. He had a colt there he raised. Oh, he was a big thing. And I think he hated the ground I walked on. I'd have to go out, you see, to get me walled up or something. If he was out there and I opened that door, I opened that gate, he'd come. One morning, he like to scared me to death. When I opened the door, he was standing at the door. And he just raised up both front feet and slammed them against the door. But my husband, he was back there. He hadn't got up now. All he said, what in the world? I said, a horse coming in the house. He said, oh, no, he ain't. I said, well, he is. So he got up. And just as soon as he got up and went to the door and spoke to him, he went on home.
You mean that's your own house?
Sir, that was in my house. See, my house sit right inside the fence, but it was right close to the road.
Yeah.
Kind of like your fence is.
Yeah.
Ooh. But if he was out, I didn't hunt no water.
And you just got up and went to the
door. Went to the door. And he was standing right there somewhere. I don't know where it was. But when I opened the door, he was just up there. Both feet coming out. I slammed the door. And, ooh, you could have heard me hollering somewhere.
They do that. They want to play.
They want to play. Uh-huh. Well, he too big for me to play with.
They're too big for me.
Well, I can't play with them.
That's the trouble with these colts they've got now. They're so big, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they, when I go down there, they want to play.
Uh-huh.
And what I want to do is get on the other side of the fence.
That's me. And she do, too. She don't play with them.
Two of them together, that's too much.
Too much.
Well, you must have seen a right smart of life, horses right there, Miss
Dale. Yes, sir. I've seen them. Right smart of horses. Well, you see, I worked with his wife. I hope her all the time.
Yeah.
She did a lot right across the road from their back gate. You know, when I'd go up there, I'd go right by there a lot. And sometimes but now he's a regular breed stallion. He didn't hardly turn him out. He didn't turn him loose. He had a man to take care of him. Exercise him, wash him, curve him, and take care of him, and then walk him. Walking him out. But he didn't turn him loose.
Yeah.
You know, the toughest thing I thought I ever seen. Then George Thomas used to just let his run like that. He had him on a little old thing he called a lot. And sometimes that thing was crazy. He'd get loose and get out, and George would have a time getting it. And couldn't nobody catch him but George.
Yeah.
Sometimes he didn't catch him. I never did thought they ought to be out like that. I always believed they'd kill you. And I still believe they will.
I wouldn't want to give them a chance, would you?
Me neither. But Mr. John McCray wasn't scared of it. He had him a whip, deep, long whip. Sometimes he'd get out and go down Mr. McCray's farm and bother his hand. One man working out there, and that horse come out there and knocked him off. He couldn't fly. So there he was, scared to death. So Mr. McCray happened to be going over there in the field, I guess, just to look around, of course. And the man was calling for help, so he might have heard. So he went on over there in the field, and he met him. He was trying to get to the house. That's what the man was trying to get to the house. So he got that whip, and he whooped that horse enough so he would keep the horse off of the man while the man go to the get safe to the house. All right. Oh, followed him on over, and he got that. Then he went and got George to come get him. He gave George a good going over about it, letting him get out like that. So he said, "That thing, that horse can cause you a lot of trouble, George, so you better try to take better care of him." So suppose he'd have killed John over there, so you wouldn't have known.
Nope.
He had no business that far from home.
He just got out.
Well, you trying to keep him, but if he get out, you can't help it. That's just like her horses. She tries to keep him in that fast, but this morning, some way or another, it happened and they got out.
Yeah. Looked like they opened the gate and walked right out, the way it looked, Miss Daisy. Now, that John McCray, that was right. Was he living over there then?
He was living over there on the hill.
That was his place then?
Yes.
His daddy's place.
Yes, that was his daddy's place.
Was he a young fella then?
Oh, yes, he was young. That's been some years ago.
And George Wilson, I've not heard that name.
George, he wasn't working for him. George, he lived real well further on his place. But this horse, I guess this horse was 2 miles from home.
At George Wilson's?
Mm-hmm. Just by himself.
Yeah.
What? He knew George sometimes. And I've often wondered what become of that horse. I'm going to ask Leslie sometime what become of George's horse after he died. I know Leslie didn't want him. He didn't want no parts of him.
Well, what did Leslie have to do with it?
Nothing. But you see, Leslie was George Thomas's nephew.
Oh. And George Thomas lived down there?
John Thomas lived over yonder in the hammock. Leslie, he was just a young man growing up. He lived back there in the hammock.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
And I was living back there in the hammock.
Yeah. Over there under the tree?
Mm-hmm.
Was you living under that big tree then?
Under that big tree? No, I lived back over here in these woods.
Was that over? Let me see.
Well, I don't remember your bringing that up, Miss Stacy, living back there in the woods.
Well, I brought up so many other things I didn't bring up. Well, I live back there. Let's see.
And you work for this fella's daddy, this fella.
Who?
What's his name over there, Faye? Williams.
Williams.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Talking about Robert's dad?
Yeah.
Yes, he used to work in the field every day, side by side.
Well, now, where was he living?
Who? William?
Uh-huh.
He was in his house then.
That big house?
That big house. Just below where the McCray's place was. You see, William's place was on the left.
Past there.
Past that. On the left.
Oh, I bet you, I was up there one time several years ago, on the left.
Yes.
A quarter of a mile?
Hmm?
Quarter of a mile?
Oh, it's a good piece.
It's a good piece, half
so
mile.
Just half up.
Yes, and that's still over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered whose house that was. And that was where the Williams lived.
Williams lived. That was the Williams place.
Yeah. And then when Robert married this girl, the old man bought the McCray place.
Her daddy.
Bought it.
Bought all that. So to tell me.
Yeah.
And give it to them.
Yeah. And the McCrays moved out here, there, and yonder.
That's right. You see, that's where Mr. Francis Moohum, he moved out to home house down here in one of Mr. Bradley's house.
Yeah.
Same house he in now.
Yeah.
But I know he must have bought it from Bradley, but he first rented it.
Yeah.
But his brother John, he had bought him a place down next to Bowdoin.
Yeah. Down there. One of them big old houses.
And a big house. Let's see. Who did that house used to belong to before we got McCoon? I think it did. I think it belonged to Mr. McCoon.
I know I did.
And he lost it or something.
Was this little road there by McCrae's and Williams, did that go on back? A little piece? Anybody else live out back there?
Way back there. You go on through that hammock and you get way out there about 2 miles.
Well,
here's somebody back there.
I see. Yeah.
Wasn't nobody back there. So after you left the McCray's place, William place, wasn't nobody back there but colored folks.
Well, now, where was you?
Where was me? Well, I was up on the road about a mile and a half from the farm back there.
Oh, you wasn't in the hammock.
Yes, it was. All in the hammock. Well, there was me. I live on this side of the road. George, he live on that side of the road.
Yeah.
You see, going back in them woods, I was on the left, and they was on the right.
On past Williams Place?
Past Williams Place.
Way on back there.
Back there wherever you was.
Way on back there.
Way on back there.
Oh.
2 miles?
Yeah. 2 miles or better.
And
but
Georgia,
you see, we didn't have to go by Williams' place to go where we live. We took another road to go out there where we live. We didn't have to go by his place.
Yeah. You went by the regular road.
But it was a pretty good bunch that was out there. Was George and his family. His mother, George, wasn't married then. And I know. So he was living with his mother. Alphonse Dean's father. They lived out there. And there were 2 more houses out, 2 more families out there. Right close, kind of close together. And we on back there. To the end of where William stayed, when you get to his farm, there were 3 more houses way back there. There was Liza Gamble, you know her? She had a farm back there. She farmed back there, but she was still living where she's living now. That was Henry Yarber. He had a home back then. There was another family back there. There were 3 or 4 came back there beyond where we was. F. Snorter's mother, she lived back there, beyond where he was.
You had plenty of company back there.
Oh, yes. There's plenty of folks live back there. But most of the time, we come at each other's at church or in the field. We never did hardly just make no special visit unless it was some of them sick or something. But just to say, go visit. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time. When I come out to see you, well, then I had things at home to do. And I see that, and then that's what Terry Kemp, she disliked me so much. She said, more than one time, you don't visit. You don't visit nobody. You just stay home all the time. I said, well, this old saying, true one, seldom visits makes long friendship. I said, when you visit so regularly, you wear out your welcome. And I have other things to do. So I said.
Did she live back there?
I'm talking about Carrie Kemp used to live right down here.
Oh, yeah, right down here. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean, well, she's talking about just recently.
Yeah, talking about me.
Yeah. You didn't know her back when you lived in the hammock.
Just know who?
Carrie Kemp.
Uh-uh. I didn't know Carrie Kemp till I moved over here.
Yeah.
I didn't know her.
She didn't hit this country till Miss Liza brought her.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
That's right. I know Liza and Beth, but I didn't know nothing about Karen Emma.
Yeah.
I know Bessie, and I know Mag, but I didn't know Beth.
They weren't down here then?
No, they weren't, yeah. Anna was in Palm Beach when I come over here, and I don't know where Carol was.
Well, that was a right nice settlement over there, and there's plenty to do all the time.
All the time. Couldn't do nothing but go pick huckleberries. You could do that.
Yes.
I went once or twice, but I was scared.
Yeah.
I'd let them go pick them in the heart and find them. I'd rather do that than risk them rattlesnakes back there.
Yeah.
And somebody said one time, they was out there picking berries, and they picking berries on this side, and the rattlesnake picking them on that. I said, well, what did you do when you find out he was helping you? She said, well, I looked for a stick, but I couldn't find nothing, so I called till a man come and killed him. I said, you were right there waiting. I said, I'd have been so busy looking for another one, I said, I'd have fell down. I said, gonna do nothing there, somewhere. Me picking here and he picking over there, and I know his name. I just couldn't take it. I said, well, I ain't going back out there.
Yeah.
Of course, it won't do for me to walk up on them, picking them or laying down. I said, that'll be all. I'm scared of all kind of snakes.
Yeah.
And a rattlesnake, I don't like his name.
Well, now that horse, though, it never got back in your neighborhood. It was up there, Mr. Did you ever see that horse?
Am I George?
Yeah.
George, oh. Yes, I could see him every day.
Oh, here, I'm sorry. Yeah, he lived across the road from you.
Yeah, he lived close to me, but you see. My house was on the left going that way, and theirs was on the right, but it's just straight across the street.
Well, he didn't have much of a fence.
He had his lot and everything. Yeah, I could see the horse every day.
He didn't have much of a fence for that stuff.
Not much of a fence for him.
He'd step right over, couldn't he?
If he didn't step right over, Mr. Mark, he'd push it down. He'd go up against it and push it down.
Back up to it.
Mm-hmm. George mostly kept him tied.
Yeah.
Kept a halt on it most of the time. He was a beauty.
Yeah.
He was a pretty thing.
Never rode him?
He never worked him.
Just kept him.
Just kept him.
Yeah.
I think he'd loan him out or rent him out or something. You know, just an hour or two. He never stayed away from home at night.
Oh, he didn't?
Stayed home.
They'd come and get him?
They would come. George would take him wherever they wanted him, and George would bring him back.
Yeah.
You know, anybody couldn't even go to him, but George could.
Yeah.
And that's all I know they did. And I don't know, nothing like that on my place with the fence, he had.
Yeah.
cold.
And you didn't hear all this visiting around your house this morning?
I didn't hear.
Well,
I don't think they paid my house no attention. I think they kept straight down the road.
Oh, no. They were standing right out there in the middle of your flower beds.
Was it? Well, I ain't seen the tracks. I ain't looked for it.
Next to Miss Daisy's side.
Next to Doris' house.
No.
Bessie's house.
We stood there and spoke to them and thought they'd come up. But instead of that, Missy got a squealing spell, and she lit out right over toward Doris's. Went on up to no telling where. We followed
them. They're not in here.
We followed them once up to... They turned off the road just before they got to George Mitchell's. In that hedge.
George Mitchell's?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, they went there with that.
Yeah, they got out of the car and went back there. And I guess they come back to the road. And they come on back down this way, and we could see them, and Faye said, I wonder if they're going to turn in the lane. And we watched them, and they turned in the lane. But I was driving. I just took my time. And that's when Isaiah come out. He said he seen them come in the lane, and it looked like they wanted to come out again. So he just came over there and stood in front of the lane.
Oh, I see.
Yes. And when we got there, they were right there looking at him. But they're so curious, you know. They don't want to go very far. They don't feel at home.
They'll just go out for a little exercise and go home.
This is the first time they've ever got out on the road. Their first time.
Well, that's wonderful.
Their first time. They get out, they come in here. You see, they've been out so long, they was tired messing around in here, I guess. And we didn't hear them. I didn't hear them.
Well, how did y'all know they were out?
I heard it was through the window there. But it just accidental.
Well, they could have been out all most of the night. I don't know how long. But anyway, they had him there for the trip.
They put the halter on Miss Pussy, the white one, and I took it. And Pussy was breathing hard, and I put my hand on her, and she was hot. They'd been cutting up.
Now, how they know they're out and free? And all you did about your hogs, that you had it, they'd get out.
Yes, ma'am. They'd get out sometimes. Not not often, but they would get out sometimes. And sometimes we'd have a time getting them back. And sometimes there wasn't a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
We'd go where it was and carry the slough. And they see that bucket, well, then they would follow it.
Yeah.
And go on back. In the pen, me or one of the boys would go in here and pull that slop in that trough, and here they come when they hear that slop fall.
Yeah.
Then we'd put them in, fasten them up, and try to pass the fence, find the hole where they done got out.
Yeah. They could have rooted that fence under that
That's
fence.
Right.
Anytime
That's
they wanted to, they wanted to.
That's right. If you didn't fix it. But if whenever we found the hole, they got out. Well, then we fixed it.
But now sometimes they were a little harder to get back.
Yes, ma'am. Sometimes it's much harder. Because sometimes there wasn't a bit of trouble. Other times there's plenty of trouble.
It always happens when you're busy doing something else.
Busy doing something else.
Well, we'll look house and see if they broke anything down. I didn't look at the side this morning. We just looked around the front. I didn't realize Doris got up so early.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize Doris got up so early.
She, I think Sammy went to work this morning. I think he had to be to work about 7:30. But she was up and fixed his breakfast and everything. Well, when David home, she got to get up so he can catch the bus. But they played a trick on Elizabeth. David is up to Elizabeth. Callan, she's in for Genji.
Still.
And so Doris is free.
And they played a trick on Elizabeth.
Yes. David up there. He go to school from there. Well, he go from there as long as he wanted. He'll come home.
Yeah.
Go from home.
I saw Burnett yesterday.
Hmm?
I stopped down there and Burnett was out there looking at his bus. It lit up that pipe of his. And what he's doing, he was just waiting about 5 minutes to start out on another run. He wasn't just idling, you know, just I think he'd just been in there and eat a bite. And he said he had more riding his bus, and he didn't know where they all come from, Miss Daisy.
So many of them riding.
Yes.
He knew where he get them from.
He ought to know where he get them from.
That's right. And if you know where you got them from, you know where they come from.
Yeah. I told him I had no car up here. And you know, he had so much. He going to Miami.
Mm-hmm. Said he's going there.
He's going this weekend.
Is he?
I
thought he just come from there.
Miami?
Yeah. Talking about Bunny?
Yeah.
Huh? Thought he just come from there.
Well, maybe I got it backwards. He's done been.
I don't know. He may go back.
He's going down there and see his daddy or his brother or something.
Oh, what's going on there?
Yeah, I told him I couldn't afford to get off away from home. In my car, they'd break down, and I couldn't pay the bills here at home, much less the way they charge you so much. No. He said he didn't take his car. He rode the bus. Now, before that, though, he said, I said it costs money, Bernie. Get way off on these trips. Oh, he said something like he had it in his pocket.
Oh, yes,
he got it to spend.
That's funny, it's a sight.
Now, Jay never dealt, your oldest boy, he never dealt with livestock.
Who?
Jay.
Your son.
So he never dealt with what?
Livestock, did he?
No, not much. No more than our little hogs and things.
Yeah.
He never did that.
Horses like that.
Cows and things. That's all he ever dealt with.
Yeah.
He don't know nothing about them but to feed them and take care of them that way.
Yeah.
Because he never had to. None but just mine.
Yeah.
My car, my hogs,
but
I don't know whether he ever plowed a day in his life.
But he's handled yours.
Yeah, he handled mine.
Your cows and your hogs?
And the hogs.
But now he don't have any of his own?
He don't have no cows and no hogs. He has chickens.
Now?
Mm-hmm. He raised chickens, but he don't have no. They live so close there.
Yeah.
He said he thought one time he'd get him a hog. I said, you don't need a hog. He said, I got to stand. I get up 4 days and go fishing. I don't come back till after night sometime. He's a night time.
Well,
and then she's working, said he'd beat him. Someone beat him, come in and stole him.
Well, all this business about the horse, ain't nothing that things happened to him out there fishing.
No.
I bet you he got.
And I think he's lucky.
Things that happened to him out there.
Ain't nothing never happened to him out there.
Yeah. But he got things to talk about. He got plenty to talk about.
Who that?
Things that happened out there on that lake.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he's been in plenty of storms and everything else.
Yes, ma'am, he's sure been in the storm, honey. I've seen storms come up and you couldn't see that lake. It was raining so hard and the wind blowing and he'd be out there. And I was just so scared for him. Way after the storm was over, everything sometimes be dark night, and he'd come. I said, well, son, where in the world was you when that lake was so rough out there? I said, I couldn't see it. He said, I was out there. Where do you think I was? I said, how did you stay out there, Doc? Getting drunk. I said, you wasn't scared? No. What am I going to be scared of? He said, I pushed my boat up against one of them heavy tussies and said, it ain't going on.
Oh, I see.
I said, well, what if the tussies move? He said, get up against one was already moved. I said, how you gonna know which one is already moved? He said, well, you don't see it moving. And say, if it moves, say you just keep your boat right against it till it stops. I said, I know. I stood in my kitchen door over there under that tree. And I see them tussies coming down that lake, big as this house look like.
Oh.
Just floating along.
And you could see them moving.
See them moving. Coming from that way, going down this way. I said, great goodness, and me go out there fishing? Ooh. But he didn't care. Well, if some folks just made like that, they don't see no danger until it hit them. And it's too late then.
Well, he foresees it.
Huh?
He can tell what's going to happen ahead of time.
Who that? Jay?
Yeah.
Maybe so. I know one thing, he's been going out there for many years. Ain't nothing happened to him yet.
Well, he knows, I guess he knows how to take care of himself better than I would.
I know he knows how better than I do. And no, he don't. Because I ain't going to put myself out there.
Well, now,
take care of myself on the ground.
On these cows, Miss Daisy, I got so I know about what to expect of them pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And I can look ahead. Now, fate don't do that with cows. Mm-hmm. They got to go ahead and make a move before she does anything. But now with the horses, I haven't got the faintest idea what they're going to do. she can sort of handle the horses.
Yeah. Well, I tell you,
last weekend was that Labor Day weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people down at Darcy's house. Did you all have a celebration on Labor Day or any, over the weekend?
To Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Oh.
You see a lot of cars down there, lots of times. Some of them moved in a month. They're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to count the old cars sitting down there at Burnett's.
I know.
I thought he'd leave.
They're over there where they move them, and over here where it's staying. I asked James one day, I said, well, why they keep so many old cars everywhere he go? He said, well, all of them are his. He said, folks bring them there for him to work on. And he work on them when he get ready. So that keeps them sitting there waiting.
Oh, he work on them.
Come on, Bunny. Yes, him and all his boys.
They all work on them.
They all work.
Well, now, he told me he never had taken one of his cars to a garage.
Say, I never had it to the garage.
No, sir.
He said he don't. He said he fixes them.
He always does it himself, he said.
Him and his boys. They always do it themselves.
Well, that's pretty nice.
I know one thing. It's pretty saving when you can do it yourself. Oh, they'll do a little something to it and charge you just what they please.
Oh, yes.
And a day or two, you got to carry it back to him or somebody.
Yes. Well, now, that's what these boys was trying to do it themselves.
They worked on Darcy's about all the evening, yesterday evening, and they ain't been long, brought it from the garage. The man supposed to fix it or something, I don't know what.
Yeah.
But them boys, they worked on that thing about all the evening. They would go somewhere and get a piece of something what they needed and come back. I think there's about five of them out there. And they fixed it. She's riding in it this morning. She went to work in it.
Well, good for them. They got to keep one car moving so they can run around and get the parts, haven't they?
That's right. Too. And then he got an old motorbike there. He rides it sometimes.
Oh, yeah. So y'all didn't actually, you didn't have it, you didn't have any company at all over there? Well, Labor Day just like any other day for you, except...
Who that?
You all went over to Elizabeth?
No, I don't know.
Oh, you didn't have a party, a picnic over at Elizabeth this
no,
time? No. I see. She just came over here.
She just come over here to get some things, you see there. Well, we have it together.
Oh.
If something to my house, and she won't... Well, she'll come get it and fix it. If it's tomorrow, she come get it and fix it. That ma don't pick up there. See, she was down here early that morning. I didn't even know she was here. She'd been here. She done been here and gone.
Oh.
For, I don't know.
Looks like you'd hear about anything in there, Miss Daisy.
Mm-mm. I don't hear nothing.
You hear them dogs barking in bedtime last night?
No. Nothing.
Well, what do you do? Just.
Do about what?
How do you keep from hearing them?
They were really barking.
Who that?
They look like there's a half a dozen of them right out there up and down that road, just barking.
Dogs?
And wouldn't let up.
Now, them dogs make me sick. But I ain't hearing them nine. Two or three nights, but some nights it looked like to me they bark all night long.
Oh, some nights you hear them and some you don't.
Some I don't. And I ain't seen them. I seen one of Arthur's dogs yesterday evening.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that is.
You know those dogs pretty well behave. They stay mostly on the road.
Yeah. And he said one day last week, he believed somebody had killed that little spotted one.
Yeah.
He said he hadn't seen it in 3 or 4 days. I said, well, I seen him day before yesterday. I said, he come right through. Yes. He said, well, I didn't see him. I said, well, I didn't.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I didn't see none of them. I seen one of them old big ones pass the road yesterday evening late. But I haven't heard them barking.
Does James still take him a hand out?
Hmm?
Does James still take him a hand out?
I don't know.
They
got to
eat.
Miss Daisy, Bessie took a trip?
She went to Georgia, said.
She did?
Mm-hmm. You didn't know it?
Well, she said she, something about a trip, but I didn't realize.
She went to see Emma.
Oh?
Said. Saturday morning, Jake Brown carried him. Orphan, Jake's wife, and Lilybell.
Lilybell and Miss Hall?
Hall, yes. No, she used to help them down there. And so she went with them.
And Arthur went?
Yes, Arthur went. Arthur told me that they were going Saturday morning, and they were leaving about 4. And he told me, he said, if you want to, say you can go. I said, well, I guess I can't go. I'll have to stick around home. So he said, well, it won't cost you nothing. I said, no. I said, I appreciate it all right. I said, but I just can't go. He said, Miss Bessie's going if she feel like it. I said, well, that'll be nice. So she going. He said, Miss Hope, she going. I said, well. So they went. I was asleep when they left.
Oh, they got off early.
4 o'clock. They left Bessie's house 4 o'clock. But you see, they had to go all the way to Rochelle and go back in there to get Lilybell. Miss Bessie said about time they got her ready and picked up, and about time they left, she said it was about 5 o'clock. She said rain on them every step of the way.
What do you know?
The further the wall, Georgia, you got the hardest rain. She said they got half out of 8.
Well, they had the day before them there, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. She said Am was so glad to see them. See, they didn't know they were coming.
Oh.
Anna didn't know they was coming. I said she was sure, bless him. She said, Emma looks so much better. I said, well, the poor thing has had such a miserable time here. I said, it's all them lightened up on her. I said, that means much.
She really had a miserable time here.
That's
all the time she's here.
All the time. It was just rough.
Yeah.
I told Bessie, I said, she, satisfied now, and she can afford to look better.
And her and her aunt.
Hmm?
She and her aunt living together?
Mm-mm. Anna live in her house and had to live in hers.
Yeah. But they're right
but
there.
But they're
together.
Right there, close somewhere.
Well, that's pretty good. That way, ain't it?
That's nice. Like that. This here your house over here and this one mine.
Yeah.
I do what I want over here and you do what you please over there.
That's right.
Don't you take nothing to do with mine and I sure ain't gonna bother with you.
That's the best.
Yeah. That's the best way. Only way you can keep peace and be happy.
Now that was Jake and Liza went.
Jake, Liza, Miss Bessie, Miss Hole, and Arthur.
They had a car full, didn't they?
That was a plenty.
Yeah.
But I wasn't fixing to go up there with Arthur. But Miss Bessie said he was so nice, he wasn't drunk, and he was just so nice. I said, better once than never. She said, well, so you see, Jake was in there. And that meant much. So he wasn't going to cut up Jake in there.
Well, it cost
them
a good bit to make a trip, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know exactly what it cost. Now, Arthur said, when he was asking me to go, he said it wouldn't cost nobody but him.
Oh.
And that would be $25 or $30. So I don't know. I don't know what to take.
Oh, Arthur took care of the expenses.
Hmm?
Arthur paid for the paper.
Now, that's what Arthur told me.
Yeah.
Said it won't cost you nothing. I'm going to pay the expense myself.
Yeah.
He says, I said, what is it going to cost you? He said, well, I'm not sure. But it'll be $25 or $30. Well, I ain't hear nothing about it since they went and come back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Miss David, I never saw that little old thing till recently. There's a little old car that passes up and down here, and it don't sound like a car.
What is it?
Oh, it's so small.
Whose car?
I don't know. I did. I've never seen it except at a distance.
I ain't seen.
That little bitty old car. It seemed like it belonged to somebody in the neighborhood.
Why did you see that?
Just up and down the road here.
Oh. I don't know. I seen that little bitty car coming up. Sometimes it be come from this way,
yeah,
going this way, and sometimes it come from this way, going that way.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. It must belong to somebody around here. You couldn't see who was in it?
I seen who was in it, but I didn't know.
Oh.
I didn't know who it was in.
Oh.
You know, it passes the house so fast, I wouldn't know them if I'd been knowing them 10 years.
Right.
I don't have time to see.
No. And you don't have, it's not open all the way there.
Mm-mm.
Just open a little piece there.
Yes.
I believe Miss Bessie stood her birthday party pretty well. Did she?
She did. Yes, sir, she did. And I was so glad. I was so glad when it was over with. And I
see where Mamu is. She wants to see you.
Mamu, is she, you know, you'd think she's in there and got nothing to do, but she's busy all the time. Isn't she?
Who that?
Say's mama.
Mm-hmm.
Mamu. Yeah, she's got something to do all the time. You have to put your word in her head if you're going to do anything with her. But you know, when she's going places with anybody, she's always there waiting. She's always ready. You don't have, no, you never wait on her.
Well, I don't blame her.
Ain't that something?
That's something. If I'm going, well, let me know before you get ready to go.
Yeah.
And when you get ready, I'll be ready.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole lot better than all this waiting for people, ain't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any hay weather.
You too waited, didn't you?
No, I haven't done any in a month. I was going to put up a little bit more, but... when the sun's shining, I don't have any help.
That's right.
And I have to have a little bit of help, Miss Daisy. There's too much to do. You see,
you can't get much help.
Well, you see, I just wait till somebody comes over here, comes in. You know, I'm going to be around a little while. Some of these boys. So I couldn't pay for it. You see, I don't make anything out of it myself. And it gives them a little something to talk about. And that's about all. Isaiah hadn't started on his garden yet.
No. Oh, she read it. Got on her hat and everything.
Good morning.
And what? The horses and the cows didn't get you this morning. No, ma'am. I didn't even hear them.
You didn't?
No.
Well, my sake, I don't think that Faye and Guy heard them until I heard.
Over here,
I heard the horses
nickering in the night. And I bet that's when they were having their fun.
Mm-hmm.
And all. So, but I just thought they were, you know, just kind of running around playing. I guess that's what they were doing.
That's right.
Well, I was just expecting Faye to say that you just had, they knocked down a lot of your flowers.
There ain't so much there for me knocked down. Ain't nothing there.
Oh, really. You didn't. Well, no. I just was afraid
they's
maybe
they all
about
them bloom. Well, I got quite a few blooming, but... I don't think they hurt nothing.
Don't think you hurt. Well, that's good then. They just hurt themselves. They may hurt themselves. They've eaten so much.
It's the end of Channel 2 Right. The end of Channel 2 Right and the visit of Miss Daisy and Mamu this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 1971. The end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation visit of Miss Daisy and Mamu this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 1971. The end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 1971. The end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 1971, and Mamu.